artists include Ministers Naingoma, Helen Chembo, Vusi Fortune, Cholwe, and Samis Joel will also be live on stage. Tickets are going at ordinary 50 kwacha, VIP 100 kwacha, and VVIP 200 kwacha. This will be your night of praise, worship, and unforgettable celebration. For details, you can call 0978-279315. Elizabeth Cavazo, Wafi Sungusho album, finally here.
We are taxpayer focused. We act with integrity. We are professional. We are innovative and we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia.
Mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Tailish. We take a look at the headlines. Government urged to give local authorities across the country a wave on USSD. Tayengwa calls for the establishment of nuclear energy. Zambia women national team are hard at work floating for the back-to-back Morocco 2026 WAFCON tasses. And now the news in detail. Chief Technology Officer at Smart Concepts Limited, Dr. Kelvin Almalupandi, called on the government through ZICTA to give local authorities across the country a wave on USSD technology acquisition, as this will help with revenue collection and contribute to financial inclusion. Dr. Malupandi notes that USSD operational cost is too high for small-scale businesses and local authorities. He states that USSD works on any phone, even a small phone used by the Met, the garden boy, who cannot afford a smartphone, hence giving them access to financial products using technology. He further says the USSD is part of the cashless push for the central bank, where people don't carry cash and there are no losses.
Works on any phone, even a small phone, the phone the people call Tachiranganda, you know, because that's a small phone.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah, it's called Chiranganda. Everybody has that phone. The maid, the garden boy, everybody. So we don't want to leave anybody behind for financial inclusion. So anybody should be able to access the financial products using technology. So if I want to pay for my water bill, right now I can give a short code and pay for my water bill, because I don't need to go on a minibus and pay 10 kwacha instead of paying for my water bill.
The United Party for National Development, UPND's Kabwata Member of Parliament Andrew Tayengwa is advocating for the establishment of nuclear energy to help address the current energy deficiency. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Tayengwa has pointed nuclear as a potential energy solution towards addressing the energy crisis. He has downplayed projections on renewable energy, stating that they lack the required and sustainability to address the situation. He has therefore urged the Zambian government to draw lessons from other countries who have been successful in utilizing nuclear energy. He says with the current minerals, it would be simpler for Zambia to transition from hydro to nuclear, taking about 6 to 8 years.
Hasn't been included on the list of those places that are receiving power we haven't been included. Yet we have low density areas like that, and also Kamala South. I believe that they should also include Kabata as part of those who needs to benefit. The other issue that I want to stress, especially when it comes to energy, I think it's high time that we should also now look at nuclear energy.
Right.
Because I believe that nuclear energy can...
Government has dispersed over 200 million to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, to pay farmers that have sold their maize to the agency in the ongoing crop marketing season in Central Province. Provincial Permanent Secretary Milna Mwanakampwe says 222 million kwacha has been released to pay the farmers. The PS was speaking during a meeting with public service workers in Mkushi district. Dr. Mwanakampwe says the government will ensure that the farmers are paid on time to enable them prepare for the 2026 to 2027 farming season. He says the FRA has so far bought 174,000 metric tons of maize in the region in the ongoing crop marketing season. He says the province was given a target of buying 80,000 metric tons of maize this year, but it has gone beyond target because of the bumper harvest the region recorded in the 2024 to 2025 farming season. The small-scale farmers development agency SAFADA has called for increased funding towards agriculture research so as to improve innovation and the country's food basket. SAFADA executive director has bemoaned inadequate funding towards agriculture research and innovation, stating that it has affected the food basket. He says the situation has hindered preparation, planning and improvement, particularly among small-scale farmers who have no facilities to plan and prepare ahead of the farming season. He argues that lack of research incentives has affected supply and demand, highlighting the critical role small-scale farmers play in the country's food security. Mr. Muwe believes that adequate research will boost innovations among farmers at grassroots level and meet the scope of demand of the agriculture sector. We take a break to stay tuned.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forcibly.
Covering the nation, telling the stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Joshua Zimba, reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
International news.
Protest organizers in Madagascar are calling for peaceful demonstrations to continue despite the dismissal of the country's energy minister. The African island nation has seen days of protest over persistent water and energy blackouts. President Andry Rajoelina has sacked his energy minister in a bid to quell the protests that have seen police fire tear gas and rubber bullets at demonstrators. At least five people have been killed. Businesses in the capital, Antananarivo, have seen widespread looting. One woman described what happened when she got to the restaurant where she works on Friday morning. The demonstrations have been led by students and young workers frustrated by the lack of power. Protesters say the security forces are repressing the population instead of protecting them from the looters. For more foreign news, we monitor the BBC.
The U.S. State Department says it will revoke the visa of Colombia's President Gustavo Petro. Officials accuse him of inciting American soldiers to disobey orders in his address to a pro-Palestinian protest in New York. The International Paralympic Committee has voted to lift partial suspensions on Russia and Belarus, imposed over Moscow's aggression in Ukraine. The move could open the way for Russian and Belarusian athletes to compete under their own flags at next year's Paralympic Winter Games in Italy. Police in Denmark say several unidentified drones have been spotted flying close to military bases. They said one or two drones were observed last night over the airfield of Denmark's biggest military site, the Kharup Air Base. Iran's president says he's rejected a US demand to hand over all enriched uranium in return for a three-month exemption from sanctions. Masoud Pezeshkian described the request as irrational. Palestinian officials say Israeli forces have blown up the house of a man suspected.
Now sports.
Finally for the news, the Zambia women national team are hard on working, plotting for the back-to-back Morocco 2026 WAFCON tussles against Namibia. Coach Nora Habdu and her technical bench are digging their heels into the task with 41 local players running through the mill. Israel-based Rachel Nachula is the only foreign-based player.